and the labyrinth of dusty corridors. In the teeming metropolis, whose streets and buildings were crawling with people, like insects in a hive, this tower was vacant, a void. The building had a profound effect upon my own work. The architectural designs upon which I was working for my firm gave me little satisfaction. My realized projects had consisted only of nondescript houses, public utilities, and the updating of an unremarkable bus depot in the north of the country. I longed for the opportunity to work on a larger, grander scale, on some construction that would be appreciated, that would be seen from far away. My own pinnacle amongst the office towers scattered across the city. In idle moments, I would sketch designs for the tower that I would build, and invariably, its lines echoed the empty building that dominated the view from my drawing board. I wanted so badly to wander around inside the building, and I told myself that it was for the purposes of my pet architectural project. Yet perhaps it was really a fascination for solitude that drew me to it. Certainly, I had been conscious of its appeal becoming stronger as fewer and fewer windows had been left lit in the evenings. So completely abandoned, it seemed to me a consummation of a terrible beauty. For what was it now?